Once upon a time, in a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole, filled with worms and an oozy smell, nor a dry, bare, sandy hole, with nothing in it to sit down on. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort. It had a perfectly round door, like a porthole painted green, with a shiny yellow brass knob in the exact middle. The door opened onto a long hall, like a tunnel, a very comfortable tunnel, with panelled walls, carpeted floors, provided with polished chairs, and lots of pegs for hats and coats, because the hobbit was fond of visitors. The hill, as all the people for miles around called it, had many little round doors opening out of it. No going upstairs for the hobbit. Bedrooms, bathrooms, kitchens and dining rooms all were on the same floor. The best rooms were on the left-hand side, for these were the only ones to have deep-set round windows looking over the garden and meadows beyond, sloping down to the river. This hobbit was a very well-to-do hobbit, and his name was Bagginses. The Bagginses have lived in the neighbourhood of the hill for time out of mind. People considered them to be very respectable, not only because most of them were rich, but also because they never had any adventures or did anything unexpected. You could always tell what a Bagginses would say on any question without the bother of asking him. This is a story of how a Bagginses had an adventure and found himself doing things altogether unexpected. The mother of Bilbo Bagginses was the famous Belladonna Took, one of the three remarkable daughters of the old Took, head of the hobbits, who lived across the water. It was often said that one of the Took ancestors must have taken a fairy wife. That was, of course, absurd, but certainly there was still something not entirely hobbit-like about them. And once in a while, members of the Took clan would go and have adventures. It is probable that Bilbo got something a bit queer in his makeup from the Took side, something that was only waiting for a chance to come out. That chance never arrived until Bilbo Bagginses was fully grown up and living peacefully in the beautiful hobbit hole built by his father.